what's really interesting about this message, and I would say very, very overlooked, and I have never heard retirement planners talk about this specific subject. If you want to live this type of life that we're trying to inspire people to live, it really starts before retirement and really looking at the importance of work. And the first thing we want to talk about today is really defining meaningful work.
Yeah, exactly. We're thinking meaningful work is where we can really see impact, where we can make a meaningful difference in some way. So almost always going to use our skills and talents like we talked about last week, but it makes it meaningful when we impact others. So when we look at meaningful work, it's stuff where, later on, as we cover these shows, we talk a lot about earning rest in retirement, right? You're going to earn your nightly rest when you have meaningful work. Sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's some of both, but that work where we're making a difference, there's a people impact there. That's what we need to look for.
And I think there's definitely a heart connection that we need to make with work, where it's something deeper than that. Yes, it's not about payday. It's about seeing the people impact, but it's really like, work that aligns with our values. I think people say that, we can separate our jobs from our lives, and my job is just a job I go to at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I think we kind of kid ourselves by saying that. I don't think that that's totally true. I think that there is a heart level aspect to work, and really meaningful work is making kind of getting into faith and values and really trying to connect the dots and have that seamless life, right?
Absolutely. And seeing that you're part of something bigger, right? And yeah. I know I've heard it, you've probably heard this too, where people talk about somebody that works for NASA, right? If you're a janitor and you work for NASA and you ask, what do you do? Do you say, well, I clean up?
Right.
Or do you say, well, I send people to the moon,
right?
And they play that role in that. And there's another great example of, inside of a hospital where you look at really the most important first step in making a successful surgery happens the night before. It happens the day before. It happens with the cleaning crew that comes in and makes sure every single piece of equipment is scrubbed down. I mean, is there joy in actually scrubbing down all of this and making sure it's perfectly clean? Well, I don't know, but you're saving lives by doing it. Yeah. And that is very much meaningful work.
Right. So the first step, again, making an attempt to define meaningful work. And that leads into point number two, where you say, while you're working, before retirement, start evaluating your work. What do you mean by that?
I think sometimes we get caught up in our work and we miss that. And we're not open to looking for that, right? You just really have to just reevaluate where I'm at and reevaluate where I want to be in my work.
And that can be tough because you're approaching retirement. Chances are, people have been working now for several decades. That's probably a tough step for people to do. And I think what we're getting at is that this is, again, kind of the pregame show to retirement. So you can't be in your 50s and 60s and not be having meaningful work and expect to have a really great retirement, because again, these two things go hand in hand.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is a pregame show, right? We're getting kind of set up, getting ready for whatever retirement looks like. And if we're going to retire in a repurposed way, if we're going to do this right, we need that kind of setup phase to say, well, here we are towards the end of our careers. Let's make sure that it becomes this pregame show for retirement.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but the point goes back to the showroom effect.
Yep.
If you're in non-meaningful work and you hate work and it's not aligned with your values and your skills and abilities, you'll tend to put retirement up on a pedestal that it shouldn't be on.
Right. If I can just get through these last few years of work, then I get to retirement.
Right.
And then I'll be fulfilled. Then I'll be happy. Then I will, enjoy life again. Well, I'm sorry to say it shouldn't look like that, right? Yeah. I mean, it should look very much like, yes, I can step away from work, work less, volunteer more, whatever it looks like. But if we're hoping that it's going to, really fulfill us, right? We go back to that showroom effect from a few shows ago, and it was very interesting to have that discussion now with several people in our office about how they've seen retirement as a showroom and how it didn't really fulfill them.
This leads us into point number three, perhaps consider a change of job before retirement.
Yeah, I don't think that if you're getting to that point in your career and you're getting into your late 50s or early 60s, whatever, you're like, well, this is the time when most people retire. First of all, I hate that. You know, there's no time when most people retire. I mean, that's the government's kind of set that with the Social Security Administration, goes way back, and there's a lot of history behind it. But let's look at potentially, if our work is not fulfilling us and it's not feeling right, that doesn't mean, well, it must be time for me to retire and be done.
Yeah.
It might be time for me to make a career change.
Sure.
And potentially that means we're still getting paid the same kind of salary. But sometimes, Jared, it means we're taking a pay cut.
And we've seen that in our office.
I've seen that with people that are just kind of to that point where the stress levels or the work that they're doing is just too much. And they're like, you know, I don't necessarily like this job anymore. So now it's time to really look. And I found another job that works great. And I was planning on retiring at age 60. But now I'm looking at retiring more like 65, 66, because I got this great new career that I just got going.
But who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to enjoy those last 5-6 years of their work, find more meaningful work again. And you know, sometimes we talk to retirees that do this bridge work, right? It's this time after their main career and going into retirement. Sometimes they work a little bit less. There's a little bit slowdown phase. Maybe it's 2-3 days a week. I love that when we slowly move out. But sometimes I think we just need a career change towards the end of our careers.
Yeah, that is a really good way to look at it. And again, the more that we explore this, the more I see that it's not just this flipping of a switch where you work and you shut it down. It's kind of like this nice, easy transition where we still maintain purpose, we still maintain fulfillment, and we still get that high of really impacting people even after you retire. If you need help with the financial side of retirement, we're all about trying to lay that groundwork financially to give you the platform to live out this repurposed retirement lifestyle that we are trying to inspire. If we can help, please give us a call. Our number is 222-4236. You can schedule a meeting online. And like I mentioned earlier, you can just stop by our office. We are here typically Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock until 5 p.m. every single weeknight. Just before we go, I want to give one more shout out to Understanding Social Security with Tim Mattern. That is coming up 3 weeks from today, December 3rd at Max's Grill in Olivia. It's a free event, but you got to register. Go to our website to get signed up today. I'm Jared Sebesta with Taegis Financial Group with this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Taegis Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at taegisfinancial.com. Taegis Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantax Insurance Agency. Taegis Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.